Welcome to Outdoors with Roy. We're here at Daffodil Park to show you one of the fastest growing sports in the country. It's not ball golf, it's disc golf. Coming up on this episode of Outdoors with Roy, learn more about two disc golf courses in McAllen, and players say the courses are some of the best in the state. Also, we will introduce you to disc golf players who spend every spare moment flying their discs. Stay tuned. When you visit Daffodil Park, watch out for flying objects. Dozens of disc golfers are always playing or practicing at the park. The city of McAllen has two disc golf courses in McAllen. Daffodil Park at 4200 Daffodil Avenue is a 9-hole course, but disc golf enthusiasts have created a back 9-hole golf course. Also, the city of McAllen also has a McAllen disc golf course at 3800 Ware Road, across the street from Palmview Golf Course. Players have nicknamed the 18-hole McAllen disc golf course Green Jay. Local disc golf group players started an RGV disc golf group on Facebook. They started out with 12 members, now there's more than 700 players who follow the disc golf group. For Philip Gines, playing disc golf is a lot like ball golf, but instead of using a ball, you use a disc. He says there's 9 or 18 holes where you can score points.
It's fun. The sounds of these chains is like really, really addicting. When you hit it, it's like something that you'll fall in love with or you'll get annoyed of.
No pressure.
Gines says disc golf is growing rapidly in popularity around the world. He adds this sport is for everyone.
It's a sport because people take it from an amateur level or a novice level or a recreational level. And as they begin to grow further into the sport and learn their disc and meet other players, they get competitive. It's a sport, you know.
According to UDisc, a very popular disc golf scoring app, there's been a 33% increase in games played from 2019 to 2020.
Yeah, it's because it's growing very fast. Some of the manufacturers, they can't even keep up with producing discs right now.
After a year of living with the pandemic, residents are eager to enjoy the outdoors.
Free, no stress free. There's no worries, you know. Like, you leave home behind, you leave work and all that stuff behind.
Valentin Rodriguez has been playing disc golf for 10 years.
To be honest, it's a great and easy way to get outdoors. It's helped me personally lose over 60 pounds in the last 2 years when I got back into the sport. And just the camaraderie, you meet so many different people from different walks of life, and we're all equal out here. You know, we all just come out here to have fun.
Disc golf is all about the gear, just like ball golf. Players use long and short distance drivers and putters. To master the sport, you need to know how to throw, and speed is very important too.
I said high-speed distance driver. This is actually probably one of the fastest ones out there. It's like a 13-speed. It's got a really thick rim. It's very blunt, or not blunt edge, I'm sorry. It's very beveled.
With the right disc, each player has their own throwing style, which they can control the direction of the disc.
And then we got our fairway drivers. This is actually probably closer to the original distance drivers they first started. This was the idea. They evolved to the bigger one.
The money shot is the putter. It's less durable, but you can win tournaments if you go for the chains.
The putting putter, this you can throw off the tee pad. You can see it's a little bit more deeper. It's a little bit more of a blunt nose on it. And when you throw off the tee pad, you can still get great distance. This though mainly is meant for putting. It's made usually in a less durable plastic.
Rodriguez admits what's key about disc golf as a competitive sport is that it's a sport anyone can do.
Yes, it's an athletic sport, but it's not all about having the full athleticism you need maybe to play soccer or to play football. This is more of a low impact cardio type of sport, and you can't beat the amount of walking that you do. That's pretty easy on your body, so.
The low impact sporting part attracted Daniel Brook, one of the more seasoned disc golf players.
So, I mean, we do have some older guys that come out. I think one of the older guys is in his 60s, but I think he's from different part of the valley, but we do get a few older guys that are in their 50s out here as well.
Brooke owns his own business. He said when everything shut down during the pandemic, he had to do something, so he jumped back into disc golf.
I gained about 50 pounds, and I remember disc golf, and I never really quit playing, but I just got a little bit more serious about it and started meeting the other guys out on the course and coming to weekly events and, 40 pounds later, I'm a lot slimmer, a lot healthier, and I just couldn't imagine doing anything else, you know?
It's the love for the sport that keeps Brooke coming back.
Wow, it dominates a lot of my time. So I own my own business, so I have a lot of free time when I'm not at work. I'm usually online looking at discs, so it occupies me in more ways than just being out here physically. So I get out at least 3 times a week and play.
These players say they have supportive families who allow them to come out to play 3 or 4 times a week. Brooks says he has a message to his fan club.
I love you, Mom.
The Daffodil Park disc golf players will keep on coming out to play. It takes about 3 to 4 hours to play, but that's just the game. Warm-ups or practice time will keep you playing in the dark because they are all addicted to the sound of the chains. That wraps up another edition of Outdoors with Roy. If you would like to learn more about McAllen Parks and Recreation, visit the website at mcallenparks.net. If you would like to join the Daffodil Park Disc Golf Group players, follow them on Facebook. They welcome new players all the time. For the city of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu. I'm out to the course.